Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CleanMyMacX and Mac Stadium. Leading off today, as part of iOS 15 and other new software updates coming this fall, AirPods are getting a handful of new features. First off is something called Conversation Boost, which is designed to help people with mild hearing challenges. The feature uses computational audio and the beamforming microphones built into AirPods Pro to focus the audio on the person talking that is in front of you. In addition to Conversation Boost to focus on what you hear, there's also now an option to decrease the amount of ambient noise that is happening around you. So both of these features are designed to make it easier to hear the person talking and remove other elements from your environment. Apple is also building on its Announce Messages with Siri feature and rolling out a new Announce Notifications feature. This feature will read out your notifications to you, and Apple says you can focus the feature so that it only announces the most important and time-sensitive notifications. The latest update to Apple software also now allows you to locate your lost AirPods Pro or AirPods Max using the Find My application. If you lose them, your AirPods will send out a secure Bluetooth beacon that can be detected by other Apple devices. This allows you to locate them with precision finding in the Find My application. AirPods have integrated with the Find My app before, but this takes things to the next level with integration with the full Find My network. And last but not least, Apple is bringing spatial audio support to tvOS for the first time for AirPods and Beats users. Spatial audio is also coming to macOS with macOS Monterey this fall, but only for Macs powered by Apple Silicon. In other news, Apple is officially rolling out its new spatial audio and Apple Music lossless features to Apple Music today. Spatial audio brings immersive 3D sound through AirPods, Beats, and other compatible headphones. On the other hand, lossless delivers high-quality songs with very low compression, bringing out more details when listening on high-quality headphones or speakers. Within the music application, users can see which songs are available in Dolby Atmos for spatial audio and lossless. Albums that are marked as such will be featuring a new Dolby Atmos logo and a lossless logo on their album pages. New menus have also appeared in the settings application for the music app to enable these new features. Lossless formats consume significantly higher bandwidth to stream, so Apple is making it explicitly opt-in. Go to Settings, Music, Audio Quality, and choose Lossless or High Resolution Lossless to enable the feature. As of right now, thousands of songs are available in spatial audio, and millions are available in lossless audio. Apple says that all 75 million songs on Apple Music will be available in lossless by the end of the year, and it will continually add more spatial audio tracks as well, but there is no timeline or benchmark number. We are sponsored this week by CleanMyMacX from MacPaw. Is your computer in good enough shape to get you to your goal? Is it fast and organized enough? If you're looking for a new tool to help you achieve those goals, CleanMyMacX is a wonderful Mac application for decluttering your Mac. It includes 49 tools for cleaning up your Mac to help you tune it up to run at its maximum speed, and there are ways to free up disk space, organize disk space, and fight malware. The app is also notarized by Apple, which means it's safe to use. For 9 to 5 Mac readers, MacPaw is offering a special deal on CleanMyMacX. Just visit macpaw.app/daily or hit the link in the show notes to learn more. We are also sponsored by Mac Stadium. For nearly a decade, Mac Stadium has been solely focused on providing developers and Mac enthusiasts with customized Apple-centric solutions. Mac Stadium is trusted and provides Mac infrastructure for everyone from individual developers to growing startups to Fortune 100 organizations. Mac Stadium has both Intel-based Macs and the new M1 Mac Mini, so whenever you're ready to move to Apple Silicon, Mac Stadium has hundreds of M1 Minis in their data centers with three different configurations and instant activation. As more teams are working from home, having your Mac build infrastructure in the cloud can make it easy for your app developers to work more efficiently. MacStadium also recently announced a partnership with Teradici to team up to create high-performance remote access for your Mac. Check out macstadium.com/9to5Mac for more on your custom Mac solution. Apple is upgrading the CarPlay experience with an update coming to the iPhone this fall. iOS 15 introduces new CarPlay features for drivers, including announced messages with Siri, driving focus for handling notifications, new wallpapers for personalizing your experience, and more. Apple has slowly been rolling out a feature called Announce Messages with Siri to more devices. It first appeared on the AirPods, where Siri can read text messages and other notifications through your AirPods. And starting with iOS 15, this feature is coming to CarPlay for the first time. CarPlay has always been able to read text messages aloud when tapping on the notification on your car's built-in screen. This lets you stay in touch with important messages while you're driving without taking your eyes off the road to look at your iPhone. But when Announce Messages is enabled, Siri will automatically read your new messages aloud as they are received. Meanwhile, Do Not Disturb is getting a major update in iOS 15 under an umbrella feature called Focus. This lets you set statuses and modes for how alerts are handled during activities like sleeping, working, and driving. Driving Focus in iOS 15 replaces Do Not Disturb while driving in CarPlay to fit under this new feature. The driving focus can be enabled manually or automatically when driving is detected. Driving can be detected by CarPlay or by car Bluetooth. What's new this year with the upgraded experience is the ability to share your driving focus status with others without a pre-written text response when messages are received. For instance, if someone goes to text you while you're driving, they'll see your status in the Messages app, letting them know that you're driving and are unable to respond. Driving Focus lets you configure specific contacts and applications that are allowed to notify you during this mode, including support for receiving a new type of notification in iOS 15 called time-sensitive notifications. Other tidbits here include CarPlay adding 4 new wallpaper options. iOS 15 is also adding new Apple Maps data, and Apple says CarPlay will get access to this experience later this fall. We've got a full hands-on look at the new CarPlay experience in iOS 15 at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.